This is Daniel Scribner here with a quick preview of our next 20-minute playbook episode, which comes out tomorrow. In tomorrow's episode, I'm joined by Abby Levy, co-founder and managing partner of Primetime Partners, which is a new venture capital firm that Abby co-founded with venture legend Alan Patricoff of Graycroft and Apex Partners fame, which specializes in what they call age tech, which is similar to fintech. It's technology around the future of how we age. Before founding Primetime Partners, Abby had an epic career. She started at McKinsey, she worked at OXO, she's led growth at SoulCycle, and she even co-founded Thrive with Arianna Huffington. In tomorrow's 20-minute playbook, you'll learn why Abby is fascinated with research from the World Health Organization, showing that starting in 2007, about 50% of the U.S. population will live to reach the age of 100. And we talk about the implications of what that means, including what having more chapters in your life might look like, and how life changes when it's a marathon and not a sprint. Abby shares her superpower, which is her ability to cut through the noise and get to the key issue in any discussion. She shares her favorite books, including Atul Gawande's Being Mortal and Edward Rutherford's epic historical novels on London, China, Paris, and Russia. She talks about why she thinks business schools are doing a disservice to the next generation of business leaders by not talking about the personal life and how we can integrate that into business leadership. And she shares why she thinks it isn't about being a specialist or a generalist, but deciding what you want to major in and what you want to minor in, and making sure that you always have one major. It's an incredible conversation you can't miss. Here's one of my favorite moments from it. Tune in tomorrow to listen to the full episode.
The first question that we always start with is if you can share a recent fascination. What have you been fascinated or obsessed by recently? What can't you stop thinking about?
I've been fascinated by the 100-year life. The fact that there's a recent World Health Organization report that 50% of people born after 2007 in the developed world will live to be 100. So 50% of our society will be centenarians, and I plan on being one. And so if you were guaranteed a 100-year life, what would you do differently? How would you think about it? How would you plan for it? How would you live it? So that has been a fascination that I have shared with my peers and my community. And I think it's a real stumper.
Yeah, that is a really deep question. And you know, you don't have to give away the whole enchilada or kind of how you've thought about that in a really deep way. But at a high level, how have you thought about what that changes and what that means?
I think it just means there's just different chapters. There's different chapters to your own personal development, your professional development, to your relationships. To your marriage, to your just how you pace yourself. It's like if you knew you were going to run a marathon versus a sprint, what would you do differently?
Probably a lot.
So I think it reframes a lot of questions.